Hi, this is Ron Carr, and welcome to the podcast series Impact, the Art and Science of Significance. So how do you impact emerging markets? I had a firsthand experience with this when I observed my mother, Miriam Carr, and how she opened up brand new markets for Chase Manhattan Bank as an economist. You see, in the 80s, the banks had a large amount of debt out with the third world countries, and the third world countries couldn't find their way in paying it back. And it was at a time when the bank was reorganizing, and even though my mother had a name brand out there in the marketplace, she had to do what everybody else does, and sometimes you do, is you had to maintain your value so that you survive the reorganization. So as she was looking at new markets and new opportunities for herself, she concentrated on the Latin American countries, and she had an idea. Her idea was this: what if we help these countries export their products? Now, they didn't have buyers for the products, but if she found other countries to take their products and trade, who in turn sold their products off in contracts that they had, then she can develop a program called a counter-trade program. And so she decided to try this idea to create a new venture, if you will, in a new marketplace, and it worked famously well. You see, all of a sudden now, these third world countries had outlets for their products, and she was arranging all of these barter deals where eventually money was coming back into these third world countries for those products, and for every $3 that they exported, $1 went to the bottom line of the bank. So not only did my mother create a new opportunity and a new marketplace, she became a hero to the CFO of the bank. So what does it mean to you? It means that when you're looking for emerging markets, you cannot go into a new market doing the same thing that the existing vendors are doing. All right? Taking people away from an existing vendor for the same product is a very tough thing to do. Why are they going to leave somebody who's doing something that they like, they have a relationship with, just to go with the same offering from somebody else? It is not going to happen. So here's the trick. You ready? If you're going into an emerging market, don't think about competing with the existing vendors. Think about creating new results. If you go in there and find out what are the gaps that those companies or organizations are having still with the existing vendors, what are some of the problems that they need to find solutions for, and position your products and services around those issues, then you'll gain acceptance into a new market, you'll gain scale, and more importantly, you'll gain a competitive advantage. So the trick to impacting a new market with your products and services is not to compete, but to create better results. You've been listening to Impact, the Art and Science of Significance with Ron Carr. And yes, that's spelled K-A-R-R. For more insightful ideas and information, please go to our website, roncarr.com. And please do let us know about any issues you'd like us to address in future podcasts when it comes to increasing your impact and significance. So go out there and make today a great day.